Well, 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 look who it is. I know I'm saying look who it is, because this is different. If you don't know, you're able to see me now, which might be a little weird for some people. It might be a little comfortable for some people, uncomfortable for others, but I figured out how to upload my podcast to Spotify in video form. So if you listen on Spotify, you can now see me. So hello. And to prove that you can see me and that you enjoy watching, DM me what it says on my hat. Yeah, that'll be a good way. But I know you're probably thinking, Joey, we've had video on Spotify forever. I just figured it out. And all you had to do was just upload a video. I literally didn't know. I've been doing this for 12 years and I didn't even know how to upload a video. But Spotify is like going to be the new YouTube. I said it here first. Anyways, that's not the point of this podcast. So this podcast, I like to make feel really comfortable for all of you. I like to have this podcast be these uncomfortable thoughts that, well, they shouldn't become uncomfortable because they're in the back of our mind. We're thinking about them all day, every day, yet we feel like we need to be so much better. And one of those things that we feel we need to be like absolutely amazing at, but like none of us do, are morning routines. We see a beauty guru lifestyle video or whatever, and they're just like having an impeccable morning and they're filming it. You don't film your morning routine. You don't do that every day. It's going to be different. Why would you want to show somebody like your messed up morning? Like that's not what it is. So I wanted to take the time to talk about like the morning routine that actually works for me that I don't do every single day because it's constantly changing. Now, I think it's a very different thing for people that live in, let's say, California, right? I live in Canada. I wake up, the weather's constantly changing. I wake up, it could be minus 30 degrees outside, or today it's plus 40 Celsius. Okay, calm down. So there's a lot of like different factors that we have in our everyday lives, and environment is one of them. So I wanted to say that because when I read my list of things that I've been doing, I don't want you to think that, okay, well, I can't do that because I live here, because that's true, right? But I can do that because I live where I live right now. So that's why my morning routine kind of is always changing, because life is always changing. Things are always changing. There's always different things that I want to do. There's always different things that other people want to do with me. And some things don't go right. Some things go wrong. And I just want to say, like, that's okay. You're allowed to have a garbage morning. You're allowed to have a garbage day. You're allowed to wake up the next day and just want to rot. Like, that's all right. And some days you're going to wake up and you're just going to like succeed. And that's great too. But we live in a day and age where to be good, you need to be great. But that's not true. And that's not realistic. And reminder that being good is good enough because it's you. So I wanted to share my morning routine and don't worry, you don't have to follow it, but I think it's always interesting, you know, like what products people use in their morning routine, how they actually live, what they eat, things like that. But I want to make this actually realistic. So I'm going to kind of be breaking down all of like my little steps and talking you through them. And you're going to hear that everyone just, I saw this one poem, a poem video. And this guy was saying like, I just want to be good, but I have to do all of these things in order to be good. And it was like, I forget exactly what it said, but it was similar to like, you need to drink a glass of water before coffee. You need to moisturize and take all your vitamins, work out 3 times a week, eat your weight in protein, run 2x a week, stay productive, all while handling life stressors. And just like, how is all of that attainable every single day? There's people that do it. Friggin' moms are killer. I don't know how moms do everything every day. I think there's a hustle there. And I think it's really inspiring. But for everyday people, like moms are superhumans, okay? Moms are amazing. I'm not telling you that you're going to be as great as a mom. Sorry, you're going to be, if you were a mom, you'd be great. I'm not saying you're not going to be as great. I'm like friggin' digging a hole for myself here. You get what I mean? So, but I want to take today and I want to talk about, you know, the things that actually matter and what works for me. And you know what? If I miss a day, if I miss something that I normally do, then I miss something that I normally do. And I come back and I do it tomorrow. And that's okay. Some days I miss my vitamins. Some days I don't get my protein intake in the morning. Some days I drink coffee before I drink water. Am I dying? No. Just because you don't follow the friggin' rule book that's made by 70,000 other people that live different lives than you doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. You're doing you. And that's more than enough. So starting off with number one. I wake up, this is as of lately, okay? As of late, the weather's been very nice where I live. So lately, I have been waking up and stepping outside. And I step outside, and we just built this new deck. So I love to just like go and sit out there. We don't have any patio furniture yet. So I just sit on the deck. I'm a very proud deck owner. And I sit there and I pet my dog. And I just take it in. Like I look at the sun. It's not going to burn my friggin' eyes. I look up at the sky. I take a little breath. And I just do nothing, kind of. I just be thankful that my feet are on the ground or on my brand new deck. And I kind of just like take the moment to breathe. It's not, I'm not standing out there being like, I am so grateful for all of this. Of course I am. I'm here. I'm there. I feel that. And some people need that, you know, your affirmations, and that's amazing if you do. But just because you're not saying it doesn't mean you don't feel it, right? And so I get out there and I sit with my dog and I'm just in the moment with him, because I find when we are, how many people have a dog and they go on a dog walk and they like look at their phone while they're walking their dog, and then they get home and they're like, did I even walk the dog? Because you weren't present. You weren't there. And the thing about an animal is it reminds you that you need to be present. An animal is entertained by you. They're not watching the TV with you. They're not looking at your phone. They're looking at you. And that's it. They're happy to be in the environment with you. And that's a really just a great reminder for me every day when I wake up. I go outside. And my dog reminds me that I'm here. As cheesy as it is, it's so simple and it works for me. It works. It's my favorite part of my day, every single day. And so going on to number two, I then have, I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to sip some water. But here's the thing. Everyone's always going to say, you got to have like your full glass of water before friggin' breakfast. You got to have your friggin' liter, 3 liters a day. And that's amazing. Hey, if you do that, that's great. All right. I'm not bashing anybody that does or doesn't do it. But some days I wake up and I don't feel like I want to drink a full liter of water. I don't want to drink down a whole glass of water. I'm somebody that likes something like a slow morning-ish. I'm somebody that likes to get a lot of work done, but like not feel rushed while doing it. And when I wake up and I'm like, okay, I need to drink a glass of water. In my head, I can't drink water slow. I drink water when I'm thirsty. And so if I wake up and I'm not, even though my body's thirsty, I'm not necessarily thirsty. So I can't chug a freaking glass of water. That's just not how it works. But my ADHD brain is like, okay, I got to finish this as soon as possible, or else I'm not going to do it because I'm going to forget. So what I do is I get like this tiny little glass. It's nothing big. It's nothing huge. And I just start with a sip. I just start with a little bit. And if I'm thirsty and I finish the glass, I'm thirsty and I finish the glass. Because later I'm going to have to take my vitamins and I'm going to have a glass. And either I use the one that I'm already using or I refill it. And then if I refill it, that's great, because then I'm going to be having more water. But I started off with just like a sip of water and I just take what I need. And you're probably like, Joey, I don't really care about how much water you're drinking. And I'm still talking about it. So I'm sorry. I'll go to number three. And number three, I either have tea or coffee. Oh, I'm out of breath. And yeah, I do that before I eat. Yeah, I know. You're probably mad at me. My acid reflux is probably not my friend either. But the reason why I do that is because I like to run. And if anyone out there likes to run, you know, one, you don't want to run when it's 40 degrees and boiling hot in the afternoon like it is today. And then two, you can't run when you're full of, you can't run when you're full. I'll leave it at that. I'm going to spare you the details. But if you're somebody, here's a little fun little fact. If you're someone that needs a cup of coffee to bring the kids to the pool, what you can do is if you're like, oh, I don't want to drink coffee every single time I have to go to the bathroom. In the morning, your body isn't like, oh my God, that was coffee. Now we are good to go. Your body's more like, that was a warm beverage. So what you could do is you could make a tea. It'll have the same effect. Or if you just have hot water and but if you want to put a little lemon in it, it's going to do the same effect. Now, obviously your coffee is going to, there's more things that'll make you go, but you can just do that. You don't have to have everything that I'm having or have everything that Joe Blow's having or drink certain magnesium glycinate in your coffee to make you flush. Like you don't have to do all that, right? I can't believe I'm talking about poop for this long. Oh, you didn't get that. Oh my gosh. number four is I like to get work done. I'm somebody that like I get up and I go. Like I said, I like my slow mornings, but like not in the sense that I'm not doing anything, but in the sense that I don't feel rushed to do it. But when I wake up, I'm like out of bed. I'm up and I'm freaking going. And that's just kind of like, that's just how I am. That's just who I am. And I really like to be productive in the morning. I like to wake up and I do my routine. I go outside and have my water, whatever. But I like to like empty the dishwasher. I like to clean my kitchen. I like to sit down and I like to, lately I've been writing a lot of vows for people. So I wake up and I write vows for people and I sit down. And I'm like, all right, let's get some work done. And I think the reason why I'm able to do that or I'm able to work more in the morning, and I don't need caffeine to do it, but I think it's because I'm not giving myself or my brain a chance to overthink.
This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. I have a question for you. What are your self-care must-haves that you cannot miss? That if you miss them, it just throws off the entire day. I'll tell you mine. I call it HENS. Yeah, like a chicken hens. So that stands for hydration, exercise, nutrition, and sleep. Which I know sounds lame, but those are the things that if I miss out on one, the following lacks. If I don't get my hydration, then I'm not going to be able to exercise as hard. And if I don't exercise as hard, then I'm not going to be able to eat properly for my nutrition. And if I don't have good nutrition, then I have trouble sleeping. So to keep my head level and to stay on track with all of this, because there's life that gets in the way sometimes. So I have incorporated therapy into my routine. Speaking with a BetterHelp therapist allows me to get these emotions and these things and these issues off my mind. And it benefits me more because it gets them out of the way rather than them creating barriers. So if you find something is getting in your way of your self-care must-haves, then maybe therapy with BetterHelp should be something that you consider. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do to start is to fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes. And now, back to the episode.
You know, these overthinking thoughts that, I don't know, just stop you. They just get in your way. I find throughout the day, We think, we're normal people, we think about things we did wrong or could have done better. We think about, oh my God, did I just say you too to a barista that said, enjoy your coffee? Oh, I should have said this, you know? Like there's always going to be these things that we're thinking about, and at the end of every day, Where are those thoughts? They're in our minds. And so in the morning, those thoughts aren't there yet. They're not produced yet. They're coming, but they're not ready. And so I'm able to sit down and actually be a little bit productive without my brain getting in the way. And I'm sure I could take a medication. I'm sure maybe not having coffee before is going to, you know, maybe do that a little less. But I don't necessarily need the caffeine. It's more about the routine. And so number four of like getting work done, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I don't get work done. Sometimes I wake up and I just like sit with my dogs and like I have a cup of coffee and like talk with my girlfriend. Like maybe that's just like what I'm doing and like that's okay too. But sometimes I do like just want to get to work. I just want to get a good start. I love finishing my task and then looking at the clock being like, it's not even like 10 a.m. I absolutely love that. It makes me feel like a friggin' superhuman. But number five, this is when I would be like done the work that I've done or like I want to get started with my day or anything and say even like my girlfriend's not up or she's not awake and I didn't do any work and I'm like, I just want to get ahead on the day and I want to go for a run. This is where I decide that because I've had my hot beverage to do what it needs to do. And deciding whether I want to go for a run is more of a decision and less of an act. That's a lie. I said that wrong. It's less of a decision. Deciding if I want to go for a run is less of a decision and more of an act. Because I find that I'm somebody, if I think about something, I have to do it. If I'm thinking about recording this podcast, I have to sit down and record this podcast. I can make a note, I can do whatever, but if I don't act on that, I'm probably never going to do it. Because what's going to happen is I'm going to overthink those thoughts. And those overthinking thoughts are going to replace the initial thought of when I actually wanted to go for a run. So in the morning, if I say, I want to go for a run, I go for a run. If I don't have the thought of wanting to go for a run, I don't go for a run. But if I have the thought of wanting to go for a run, and then I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, but if I go for a run, then it's going to be about this time, and then I got to get home, and then I got to shower, and then I got to do this, and then maybe I'm going to be a little bit depleted, and I probably shouldn't be running because I didn't really eat that much yesterday. I wasn't really well hydrated yesterday, and so it's kind of going to carry off on today, and then, I don't know, I should probably actually just go to the gym and lift some weights instead of like cardio because I'm already like trying to gain weight, and I'm not doing a very good job because I keep running. Do you think I'm going to run after those thoughts? No. So if I want to run, I run. And that goes with anything. Trust your gut. It will change your life. And it's already in you. I find our gut is connected to our body, but it's not really connected to our brain. It obviously is. But when we think with our gut, it's just who we want to be. But when we think with our brain and we think with our heart, our heart's telling us, like, oh, who do we want to, like, we're going to do this for, like, the people that we love. But then we think with our brain and we're like, we're going to do this for the people that we're trying to impress. But we do it for our gut. It's just this initial thought. And this is all stemming from me telling you that I just wanted to go for a run. And if I don't do it, then I don't do it. So then I come back from a run and then I go to number six, shower. I shower every day. I shower 1 to 2 times a day, maybe 3. Depends on if I go to a gym or if I do a run or a bike ride or things like that. I'm a big shower guy. I love a good shower. And to be honest with you, my shower at home lacks. It's just a tub shower. I would love a walk-in shower, but it's not good for resale to not have a tub on the main floor, which sucks because babies suck, dude. That's a wild card. But I just want to walk in the shower. That's why babies suck. That's it. That's my only thing. And then what I use in the shower, not to make this like TMI, but I use a CeraVe foaming cleanser. This is just like what I use every day. This may be controversial. I went to see a trichologist, which is like basically a hair doctor, because I was worried about like, okay, I'm getting older. I'm probably going to like start losing my hair and just like every guy with hair loss. And I was like, I just like want to do it naturally. And if it happens, it happens, but I want to keep my hair for as long as possible. And what can I do naturally to keep it healthy and, you know, happy. And the one thing they told me is like, how many times are you shampooing? I'm like, oh, I know, like I should be only conditioning like 3 times a week or something. And then like shampooing like once or like kind of as little as possible, because like shampoo like strips your oils, blah, blah, blah. And I tried to sound smart, and I started to sound so dumb. And she goes, you need to shampoo every single time you sweat. That blew my mind, because that's what I did as a kid. But then I grew up and I'm like, oh, everyone's saying to do like, you're washing your hair wrong. All these friggin' frat alpha bros are saying like, don't use shampoo, it's made by the big company. And then I'm just like, growing up, whenever I felt like dirty, I would just wash myself. But now there's like rules about it. And so when I shower, I use an all natural, like it's like a peppermint, peppermint shampoo. And oh my gosh, it's amazing. Like my scalp, like there's like almost like a little tingle on how fresh it feels. And so I'll shampoo every single time I go for a run, or after, not during. And it's lovely. And then I'll just put a little conditioner. It's kind of like whatever I have. Sometimes we have like Davinus and stuff. And when I get out of the shower, I just use a little moisturizer, like Biotherm moisturizer, and that's about it. And sometimes I miss that. Oftentimes I miss the moisturizer. Yeah, I do. Because like 9 times out of 10, I miss the moisturizer. Because I find like my skin loves water. It just does. And I think it also helps that, you know, I shouldn't talk about this, but I think makeup dries out your skin. I mean, you're putting a dry product on your face and it's covering your pores. I think it has to have some type of, maybe not negative effect, but some effect on your skin. And so I think that's why a lot of guys have pretty decent skin, is because they're only just using, like they're not putting any product on their face. And so there's no toxins or anything going into their pores on their face. And I've just found that like just staying hydrated and eating healthy has always worked for me. And I've never had like crazy acne. I mean, I had like my puberty acne, but yeah, I don't know. That's kind of all I use. And then, I just throw on Helm deodorant, which is friggin' bougie deodorant that I'm hooked on, that my body loves. Oh my God. I forgot to talk about body wash. I wash my body. Trust me. I just use, Dove deep moisturizer. And I know you're going to hate at me for using Dove. I've tried the old natural stuff. My body hates it. Doesn't love it. I've done the 2 weeks. I've done the 2 months that everyone's like, oh my God, you just got to keep going. I smell like ass and I don't feel clean. I'm only here for a good time, not a long time. I want to smell good and I want to feel good. And maybe the moisturizer within the body wash is what helps me. I don't know. But my skin definitely loves it, and it makes me feel really clean. And that's the shower portion. That was the TMI for you. So we're going on to number 7. Number 7 is when I eat. And so I eat a lot of different things in the morning. Probably not what you're expecting. I don't really care for breakfast food. I'm not somebody that's like, you need to eat breakfast food. Like, I don't need a bowl of cereal. I don't need to eat eggs and bacon. Oh my God, I'm not even a huge fan of bacon. Like, if it's there, I'll eat it. But I'm like, I'll never cook it. Just like, it's too, no. No. I'm somebody that if I think about it, I make it and I eat it. I don't care what time of day it is. Who says that we have to have these breakfast foods at breakfast? I mean, I don't love breakfast foods at dinner, so that's a no-no. But I don't wake up and crave sugar, which a lot of breakfast meals are. Like if you have a bowl of cereal, it's essentially sugar. That's not what I need. My body needs a little bit more protein. So a lot of the times I usually have like just a little leftover rice. I throw that in a pan. I crack 2 eggs. I put a third of a cup of egg whites in there. This is where it gets a little gross. I put a little soy sauce just to give it like some flavor. And I'm happy with that. And then on the side, some days if I'm on like my workout journey and I'm a routine, sorry, and I'm doing well, I will have, I don't know if you call it a shake. I hate protein shakes. I think they're disgusting, especially like if you just have protein powder and water, I think it's atrocious. Now, granted, my drink doesn't taste great, but at least I can get it down without it being clumpy. Mm-hmm. So what I take is essential amino acids. And essentially what that is just broken down protein. So there's still protein in it. And, you know, it gives me the stuff that I need. And I take a little creatine in that. And so I'll just have that alongside like my eggs and rice and soy sauce. And that just like, that gets me started for the day. And that gets me, you know, fueled after my run if I went for it or if I didn't. And sometimes I will opt for not a protein shake, but a protein smoothie. We get like these frozen berries at Costco, and you can't hate on Costco. That's not allowed here. They have great prices. And I'll just throw that in a blender and have that, eat it with a spoon. I used to eat or drink. Yeah, I used to drink all of my smoothies. Don't do it. Don't do it. Trust me, you're missing out. I transitioned to eating them with a spoon so quick, so quick, so easy, so convenient. And I can feel that you're getting bored of me talking. So I'm going to continue. That's kind of just like what I eat. Obviously, it can change. It can change throughout the week. It can change throughout the day, throughout the month, throughout the year, whatever I'm kind of feeling or crazing or whatever's in the friggin' fridge. Okay, that's just, that's life, man. That's it. That is what it is. And number eight is the last thing. I live my day. And I live my day without criticizing, you know, whether or not my morning routine was similar enough to a YouTube lifestyle creator. Because I'm not. I'm not filming my morning to impress other people. I'm living my morning to fuel myself, to be who I am, to prepare me for the day that's out of my life. And that's what's really important. Now, there is one thing that I will say, and this will kind of be the last of it. The one thing that I want to remind you that I guess other people do, they say it in their nighttime routine and their morning routine, avoid scrolling. You don't need to start your morning on your phone. You just don't. And I know when I say work, obviously this is my work. I'm a full-time content creator, but I choose not to scroll. I don't really watch many videos. And if you do it in the morning, you kind of, that overthinking thing I was talking about when I was saying when I get work done. Consuming content isn't just about watching it. You're consuming it. It's going into your brain. You're going to overthink about that. So if you haven't lived the life that your day and you don't have your own things to overthink about now, you're just relying on other people to overthink for. And you don't even know who they are. There's random strangers on the internet. So avoid scrolling. And I know you're like, okay, well, what do I do? I didn't want to include this because I don't do it every day. But on a nice day, it's a nice morning, it's a slow morning, I'm not going for a run, I just want to have my coffee, I go out on the deck and I sit in a chair. I do have a chair, okay? I don't have like the big lounge chairs, but I have a chair. And I sit there and I read a book. I'm currently reading a book called Bad Therapy, which is interesting because even me, I mean, like I'm sure you heard the ad. I always advocate for going to therapy, and I always will, but I've never heard really the other side of it, which is interesting on how therapy can affect in more of like, let's say a negative way, or I don't even want to say negative, but how it just can't have as positive outcomes as everyone says. And I've never heard about that side. And so I'm reading this book called Bad Therapy, and it's really interesting. It's cool to read in the morning because again, I don't have these other thoughts. Everything's kind of quiet around me. Yeah. I'm not scrolling. Scrolling will ruin your life. It will. Yeah. There's too much misinformation on there. There's too much toxicity. But that's all I have for you today. That's kind of what my morning looks like. Are you bored yet? Yeah, because it's boring. It's a friggin' morning. You're not supposed to conquer the world. You're not a billionaire that's waking up at 3 a.m., putting on their $50,000 watch and then paying other people to do their actual work for them. That's not how you are. You're also not a superwoman mom, okay, who can do 17 million things before the frickin' sun rises. Frickin' super people. You're just like me. And that's okay. Thank you very much for listening and maybe watching. And if you enjoyed the podcast, please leave a review on Spotify. We're almost at 5,000 reviews, which is insane. Like, it's insane. So thank you very much for listening. My name is Joey Kidney. This is The Happy Times, and I'll see you next week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.